downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches. But on.
But yeah, man, we here smash and dash. We got my boy Shady. LaShawn McCoy in here, man. You know, we've been waiting forever to get you on here, man. What's happening, man? What's cracking?
Oh, it's all good. Y'all boys, y'all doing your thing, man. I'm happy for y'all dudes, man. I watch y'all podcast. I love the conversation, the content. You know, it's great to see, like, ball players in this space because the media or the people only seen one type of media. So now right. With the you get some real insight, experts, dudes that really did it. So I'm happy for y'all boys.
Right, right. It's different, man. And I got a question for you, man. Right now, we got the Eagles, one of your teams, and then Buffalo, another one of your teams, man, in it. But I just want to know what you think about those teams. But before you go into that, which division is tougher in your opinion, the AFC or the NFC?
Like right now?
No, like, just period. Just period. Even when we play, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think when back then, the NFC was harder for me, right? I thought the AFC was much bigger. I thought they were slower, though. I thought they were slower.
Oh, what?
As many athletes.
Yeah, see, look, yeah. He said the AFC was slower, man. We used to, that's how we felt about the NFC.
Yeah, it wasn't no defense in the NFC, man.
No defense.
It wasn't no defense in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different. Okay. If you go to even like the early Eli Manning days, right? Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, like I feel like all the special like talent was over there with us. And I think that the more physical team was when the AFC. How'd that sound?
I
can go off like physical. That. I can say that because you had smackers with Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
It was physical.
The Patriots.
Yeah.
So. They had a lot of dogs in the NFC, though. I can't lie.
They had superstars worried about the money and really not really playing because there's no way if you think about his team, like he said, if you think about that Philly team with all them players on it, there's no way that I don't know how they don't get something done with that team. Like, I don't find how you don't win.
There's some truth to that because I even think about, like, even in the AFC, like you talked about the Steelers, right? The Ravens. I can't even think of those superstars over there. But like collectively, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
okay,
I hear what you said.
Harrison, you had Ike Taylor, Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark, Ike Taylor. You had dudes like Lamar Woodley.
Woodley, yeah.
You had
James Ferrier.
And then the coach of the Bucks right now, the linebacker. My man, what's his name? I'm having a brain freeze. It's that media. Linebacker coach.
Is that
fair? I know who you're talking about. I can't think of the dude.
You know what I'm saying? So
you can't forget my boy with the hair, Palomalu now.
I was going for the regular dudes because it's more regular dudes than a superstar. So I'm naming them. Casey Hampton was nice. You had Mendenhall. You had like the big tight end. Then you go to the stars. You got Palomalu. You had James Harrison.
Yeah.
Big Ben. However you want to put him, he was like, you know what I mean? He was like in that, about to get, you see what I'm saying? Go to the Ravens. They had way more stars on the defense. But on the offense, like Joe Flacco was like.
Right, right. You can say that, but y'all, the stars, like they was a lot of that media made up a lot of it up too now.
That is true.
Hey, because when a lot of them boys like that year, that a lot of y'all, them boys came to the Eagles. We just like that's the year Vince Young was like, oh, this is the dream team. We just knew y'all was going to the Super Bowl for sure.
Right.
What do you think happened with that? Was it just like the chemistry or like coaching or what?
My boys get mad when I say this, but a lot of it was defense. Yeah, they couldn't defend nothing. You know what I'm saying? Defense
was hot dog water, man.
That's your word right there, hot dog water.
Hot dog water, man. It was hot dog water, man. Hey, what was crazy is you look at that team and you would think that team was supposed to do what Tom Brady did. Everybody everybody in the world be so mad at me when I be like, yeah, Tom Brady's the guy. And they be talking about, is it the Young likes to say this, is he a system guy or not? And I'm like, listen, well, Tom Brady left, went down to, you know, the Buccaneers. You was with him. Y'all won in the system that he created overnight, basically. Like, there's not too many players that can do that, Shady. You tell me about that. How many people that you know, because you just said that y'all had Mike Vick yourself. Y'all, the team that y'all had was a dream team, ridiculous. There's no way on paper, if you look at that team, y'all shouldn't have won something.
Listen, when I was 17 years old, I went to official visit USC. You was there. Yes, I was in stars. Damn, I was Lindell White, Reggie Bush, McConaughey. Y'all dudes was really, really good players. Yeah. CJ, you already know the type of work you put in the league. Super nice, right? Yeah. Nobody can account for the type of player Tom Brady is, right? Okay. The same Bucks player that was there, that was winning 8-8 every year, you know what I'm saying? But they was there. The only difference is Tom Brady came, right? There's no leader like him. I've never been a player like that. He make you believe, make you want to play.
Yeah.
He treat the cafeteria lady like he treats the head coach or the owner. Mm. So when you talk about that Patriots culture, they love to say how Belichick created that. Okay. It's really Tom Brady.
Okay.
And anywhere he goes, he's going to affect the whole team. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I feel like nobody can ever amount to who he is.
Tom Brady's the system.
Right.
It's
the system.
So it's Tom Brady. How can one man make 90 people get on the system?
It's his system. He put his system in the organization and they following his system.
2K. I know you want to make yourself sound right.
That don't Shady. Does that sound right or not?
That doesn't sound correct at all. A system comes from a coach and what you do with a coach.
That's the coach. The problem is you never played for somebody like that, so you can't see it. I'm telling you, it's the craziest shit you've ever seen in your life. Listen, I'm kind of hard headed. Deshaun Jackson's probably worse than me. This dude had me, and I wasn't even playing. He had me dialed in. Like, yo, listen, we need to play these plays because we're gonna win this game. It'd be small stuff like this, for example. We'll play a team, right? The coach is saying, yo, expect, cover 4 the whole game, right? You know, shell 2 coverage, you know, make you drive the ball to the field. Tom, I'm like, listen, no, they not. They're not going to do that. They're going to bring pressure. They've seen the way we played the last 2 games, all this shit. And it comes true.
Yeah.
Like, he know it. I watched this dude about to fake a handoff and yell in the coverage.
Mm.
So small things like
that. I seen that.
Come on, dog. I can't make it up. Yeah. I can't make it up. See, I can't make it up, bro.
I seen it. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
see, he get on me a lot because I'm a Peyton Manning fan. But Peyton Manning was cold too now.
I love Peyton any day of the week. But when we talk, like you just said, like I seen Peyton. Like I seen him not win either in a system where he had Hall of Fame receivers and running backs and linemen. I've seen that, but then I also seen Tom Brady down and yes, he had Randy Moss, but then he also had Julian Edelman, which he turned Julian Edelman to a Hall of Famer. He got who's the dude, Scotty, the dude from the Buccaneers? He made him a high. Like people want to.
I don't
pay
think
him.
Julian
like,
Edelman is a Hall of Famer though.
I mean,
I can't say he's a Hall of Famer.
Watch them. I'm with you, but they're going to argue that. You'll know why. You know, we all know why they'll argue why he's a Hall of Famer over some people. But, you know, we can't wait to see until it comes out. But I'm just saying, he made Edelman. He made the other dude. What's the dude that – Wes Welker's. That's what I'm saying. People that was never going to probably ever play in the game he made. He and Tom, I mean, your guy, Peyton Manning, absolutely played with 2 Hall of Famers his whole career, Marvin Harrison and Rodney Wayne. I'm just saying.
Wait. See. Peyton Manning was my favorite. Right, Tom Brady like grew on me, cause like if you look at the teams, if you look at like an all coach team, right? Yeah. He played with most of the guys on his team, Edwin James, Marvin Harrison,
Reggie Wayne, Harrison,
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, all them dudes they play on one team.
That's where you just named 3. You asked 4 Hall of Famers on one offense, bro, Shady.
It don't matter who Tom played with, bro, because his thing is, look, I'm you don't have to worry about a coach getting on your ass. Cause I'm gonna get on your ass. You see what I'm saying? So it's like a respect where he don't want to let. If like, he play bad, when he play bad, bro, he be like you can see it. He be mad. He angry. Where most quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben, you never come hear them dudes come to me and say that's my fault.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the dude we have a football. We had a game. He played in the game. Me, Leonard Fournette, AB. We FaceTime it. You know, we about to hang out a little bit. It's kind of the COVID, so we can't really. But you know. Yo, we face some dude, he in the pool. We like, what you doing? Oh, I got to get my recovery in. Like, his mind is different.
Yeah. Right.
All you've been getting paid less than all the other quarterbacks because you're trying to get money for your team. Or Drew Brees, right? I'm just keeping it being.
Yeah, give me that check, man.
On his tight end, like, yo, nah, he not a wide receiver. He a tight end. You see the difference?
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I want to win at all costs.
Right, right, right. That makes sense. But, man, I got two questions for you, man. We might get a little messy. Not too messy, you know what I'm saying?
Get messy. We're trying to get messy in here,
man. I got two. My first one is, man, like you kind of touched on it earlier. You like, you hard-headed, but D-Jack a little hard-headed more. You know what I'm saying? Give us a good, you know, a good story.
Oh, man. Yeah, Hood. Hey, Hood, give us a story.
I got one. I got one. Damn, I want to jack with your man. And it don't matter. He my boy. Take it over. So, Chip Kelly, everybody's like, yo, you know, Chip Kelly, he got rid of all the main players. A lot of it because he couldn't control us. You see what I'm saying? Right. You know, of course they love control. He's a college guy. So, D-Jack, y'all know how D-Jack is. You know, he walking in the lunchroom, you know what I mean? Oh, no, he walking in the breakfast spot with his pants half down with that little L.A. walk. Like, what's up, cub? What's up, cub? He dabbing all the players up. He see Chip Kelly. What's up, cuz? Right? So we just looking like, damn. So we go into the meeting room, right? We go to practice. DJ run his route, his pants halfway down. Runs around, catch the ball. So coach like, hey, man. So Chip tell his position coach, yo, trying to pull his pants up. DJ heard him, right? DJ say, he look over to him all slow. Cuz, you tell me. And walk off.
That's a bar.
Dog, I never seen that like that. Right? last crazy, Jack got so many crazy stories.
I know Jack got them too, but.
One time, now Vic is the OG. Whatever Vic say, right. You know, we kind of respect. You know what I mean? Yeah. But they would use Vic to control us. Hey, Mike, don't talk to Shady. We'll talk to Deshaun. So one time, now we 23, 22, we young. But we in the weight room. Jack got all these workout gloves. He littler than a damn 6-year-old, right? he said, cuz, man, I'm out. I ain't doing this shit. I'm out. So as he leaving, Vic come in the room, in the weight room, he lifting. They say, yo, where DJ at? I ain't about to say where he at, you know what I mean?
Right.
The bathroom, I don't know where he at. So Chip, like, hey, Chip must have caught DJ, you know what I'm saying, walking out. This is how he's so corny. He used to watch the video in the weight room to see who's there.
Yeah.
So he must have that walk out. Man, chill, so I said, why you ain't lifting weights? He said, because I don't feel like it, cuz. Okay. So Vic, he must have told Vic, you know what I mean? So I leave out the weight room like, shit, I don't lift weights anyway, you know what I mean? And he's my man. Yeah.
Right.
Vic said, yo, man. So Vic catches. I'm like, damn. He's like, yo, why you ain't lifting weights? DJ said, come on, man, because I'm God-given. Vic said, what? He said, I'm God-given. I got $200 million twice. Y'all go work out. Me and DJ look at each other like, all right, man. All right, let's go. We out.
Yeah, that's a bar.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, listen, that's dope.
Listen.
That's OG Vic, though, for you.
You hear me? If seven hit you with something like that, man, said, I'm God-given. 100 twice. Get your ass in there and work out. Yeah, you got to. Ain't nothing you can do but just sit there and take that.
This guy.
Bro, Vic was down there when CJ was out there in New Jersey, or when he played for the Jets and shit, man. We used to hang out with Mike a lot. Boy, Mike a funny dude, man.
Man, I tried to get Mike out the house so many times. I probably got him out the house one time, maybe twice in the whole season. That man went, never come out the house, man. That boy, though.
He'll come to Virginia, though. He'll go out in Virginia. He won't go out in Virginia.
Yeah, it's crazy. We were supposed to go out there for his weekend one time, and the weather had caught us up in Jersey, so we never made it.
Yeah. And my other question to you, bro, you went on a visit, and I ain't learned this until I was watching on I'm Athlete or something like that. You went on a visit, USC, and you know, we younger than bro them, so you know, we come up looking at Lindell, Reggie Bush, and seeing that USC, bro, how did you go to the visit, and what made you choose Pitt over USC? And knowing them boys was finna leave.
Yeah. So I broke my ankle in high school, right? So a lot of the schools, I had about like 17 scholarships. I had a lot. Pete Carroll came to see me in the helicopter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I had a couple little top five recruits. They weren't like that though. Like, you ain't gonna remember who I'm gonna say. You ain't gonna remember CJ Gable, Lindell. You know these dudes.
CJ Gable. I remember CJ.
They was cool. Stephon Johnson. He was all right. He was solid. So it wasn't that. It was more just when I got hurt, a lot of them schools didn't want to holler at me though. That's the truth. Like, so Pitt was my Pitt, Penn State. I committed to Miami, but they really didn't really. It was like, you are committed early, so we'll respect it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was impressed to get my mind right. Like, I stopped going to school. I was depressed. You feel me?
So USC, they kind of failed off late.
Yeah, that's how type of cats they. They just fell off. And then T-Mac is the running back coach.
Yeah, for the Bucs.
Todd McNair. Who's I love that dude, but
that's my guy.
I'm like, yo, why you ain't come grab me when I got hurt?
Right.
Shit about his business is shitty. You know what I mean?
Right.
You
don't
got a burner like that anyway. Cause I ain't really a fast dude like that. So, but they didn't
and
pick
they
me
just
up.
Had guy Joe McKnight too. I think Joe McKnight was like the top. He was like one of the top in the nation. So, you know, Pete back then was all about numbers. If you wanted them dudes from out of state and you like a high ranker and he gets you in. Like, once he got Joe McKnight or CJ Gay or somebody in there, he good. Like, he'll move on.
I was coming to SC, though. I wanted that lifestyle. Like, I remember just watching how y'all dudes was. Like, watching how Lindell walked to any store he wanted, any spot he wanted, and it was just, like, all love. You know what I mean? Right. Seeing how Matt Liner was just everybody was stopping stare. Reggie Bush, we going to the clothing store. I'm on crutches, too, at the time. And they closed the store down. I said, yo, get whatever you want. I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? So being around that, I fell in love with that life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I definitely was going to SC for sure. Then we had Snoop at the game. It sold me, man. Snoop at the game. Yeah, the two ponytails, like,
yeah,
Lindell jersey on. I said, I'm coming there, man.
I threw the ball to Snoop that game. True story. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. I ain't know you were popping like that in high school, man. Like, I ain't really find out about you until at Pitt. I'm like, man, he cold. You know what I'm saying? I know you're a pop. So when I heard it, I'm like, what made him go to Pitt over USC? But, man, it makes sense because I broke my leg my senior year. You know what I'm saying? A lot of they fell off. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ended up at East Carolina, though.
Isn't that crazy, though? I be thinking, like how you just recruit a kid at 17 and they have an injury and you don't want to deal with him where players on your team, I'm sure they have different injuries. You rehab them and y'all play.
Exactly.
But Shady, that shows you so early on. If we that's why, like, when you got kids and now that you can get that gang back, that shows you now that was in the team you probably wanted to be a part of anyway. And he showed you what type of shady shit they was on back then. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine signing and going and playing for that dude? Then you get hurt as well. He probably was gonna be like, hey, you sit to the back. We got somebody right here that's gonna play anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's how I look at them type of situations. Like, if a dude falls off you because you was injured. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was probably going to, you know, screw your ass over anyway, somehow, some way when you got there.
You know what I think about? I hear that part, and that is real, but I look at Reggie Bush's career, like him outside of football, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I see the stuff he did in college, right? And I won't even try to compare me and him in college. It won't even do it. But
right.
He made it okay for my style to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, obviously, they're a lot faster than I am.
Right. But talking about that
just the ability, the movements and all that. Exactly. So I was like, if he could have did that at SC, I know I could have been at least close. You get what I'm saying?
Went crazy at SC. No, just, crazy, bro, just looking at your NFL career and then, like, if you can just rewind and been able to go to USC, you would have went crazy at USC.
Watch this. Because you know they don't play nobody. You know SC don't be playing nobody. The Pats don't play nobody.
You know, it's crazy. It's kind of like how y'all over there at Pitt is.
Huh?
It's the same with Pitt. Who y'all play? Miami once a year? And Miami ain't been Miami since 2002-03.
So you making my case. If I went to a bigger school, you get all this popularity and all this. You know what I mean? You're doing the Heisman. Mm. And you ain't playing nobody. Everybody look good. I'd have been cool with that.
You probably wouldn't have had the dog in you, though. Like, by us going to them smart, like, by you going to Pitt, it probably created a whole different type of dog in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then, we was opening up versus Ohio State. Now, you, bro, I don't know what y'all.
No, I'm not. It's no shade. I'm just saying, like, the Pac-10.
That was shade for sure.
No.
Shady, I know. Hey, crazy work. I know when you, I watch you and I know you, bro. When you, that's your little.
Can't shade the old SC because they beat Oklahomas. They beat Ohio State. They beat all them good teams. I'm just saying, the whole regular season be real, real average. Like, Arizona State, you know, Oregon State. Like, come on, dog.
But if you go look at, we all ranked in the top 25. What you want us to do? We got five teams ranked in the top 25.
Hey,
how come y'all ain't ranked and y'all don't play nobody? What I'm trying to say is like, bro, y'all don't be playing
five stars. Know what I'm saying? I would love to play with all five stars. I got dudes out here that got that can't catch. Like, I got boy out here. I got two guards. They both pulling. Like, come on.
I don't want to hear that. There's more three stars that make it to the league and make contributions than a five star. They already did the demographic because y'all have to work a little harder. It's different when they hand stuff to you as a five star. Look at all these dudes. Think about a dude named DJ, the quarterback from Clemson. He was a five star kid coming in. He's supposed to go to the league and do all kinds. This dude, he's transferring to Oregon State because now all of us, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like he's supposed to be in the league.
I don't think y'all was giving though, because I remember going to our practices and like one thing I like Pete Carroll, y'all all competed.
Oh yeah, we one on ones. We
I like that
versus first string. It ain't no, you know, like ain't that. No ducking fades in them practices. That's one thing I can say is that's why we were prepared to play against a lot of them. When you going against, you know, the Ray Maliugas every day or the Clay Matthews and shits like that, like they gonna make you better. That's just, you know, that's just what it is. But we had a coach like, you know, our dude Norm Chow, when he was there, he didn't even make us practice. He'd be like, listen.
Really?
I don't need y'all. I swear he would come to me and Reggie and be like, listen, I don't need y'all for Wednesday and Thursday. I need y'all for Saturday. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, chill out. He'll make Desmond Reed take most of our reps or Chauncey Washington.
Chauncey Washington.
It was crazy. Yeah, Chauncey was a goon too, man. Hey, I got to ask you a question too. Let me ask you about Andy Reid. Where do you rank him as far as coaching all time?
Number one.
Yeah.
You give Big Red number one all time?
Watch this. Before I answer my other questions, let me ask y'all, do you guys have Belichick number one of all time?
No. You know, I got number one all the time, and he just sealed the deal this year. Mike Tomlin, 15 years in the league, never had a losing season. Mike Tomlin. I like Andy because of like I like his offensive mind, and I would have loved to play for him offensively for sure. But when I think about like just Mike Tomlin and seeing what he's faced with all the time, and like, you know, the players and the situations he's dealt with, and for him not to have a losing season in any of his coaching life, that's ridiculous to me. So I would say Mike Tomlin to me is definitely up there. I would give Coach Reed, he would be 1B for sure. But I just say longevity for Coach Reed because of how long he's been there and seeing the teams he's done it with.
I think what Andy Reed was makes him so special, right? And this plan for Philadelphia, he was different. And then Kansas City was different. Older coaches are hard to adjust to the new style, to new era, right? When I was with him, he had the old-ass black pony sneakers.
Right.
Then I go to Kansas City, he got Air Force One, white, red. You know what I mean? Like, and now he's doing the dance moves, but he never did that. So Andy Reid, that's just a part of the X's and O's. I mean, you know that X's and O's. Any quarterback. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is different already. For sure. But I think even having Andy with Patrick Mahomes, that puts him over that extra
advantage. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So Andy's the GOAT, bro.
Yeah, he'd go. I didn't see him do it with some of the guys. You talk about quarterback, but I say Westbrook, you, Jamal Charles. Like, he, wherever he go. No.
Yo, true story about Andy Reid. So when I was in Philadelphia, he didn't call plays, which I'm mad because I'm like, damn, why you ain't give me some of these plays? You ain't even calling plays.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, I got cut. So I was trying to get, you know, learn the playbook. I was up there early every day. So I would go up there and hang out with him. This dude will be in there watching old-ass plays where the TV's like black and white. Dude's got leather helmets. Mm-hmm. So all them plays, when they were doing the Ring Around the Rosie play.
Yeah. Right.
Oldie. In the Super Bowl game, if you remember, on the goal line, we did like a little shift motion. And they did like the turnaround.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So all these plays is from the old school. Andy Reid is so smart. Though I can't even say and explain how smart this dude is. But he's always dialing stuff up. It don't matter what quarterback, he gonna win games. No matter what wide receiver,
yes,
he gonna win games. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, you got to do. He got Patrick Mahomes just broke a record. Like I'll be the first to say I didn't think Pat was gonna be as good with losing Tariq. I knew he was gonna be really good, but I know like when you back there and you know this, when you back there, you could just look up and dog down there streaking, and you got the arm strength to just throw it up sometimes because DBs ain't looking to cover past 4 or 5 seconds. That's why. So I thought it was gonna be a little fall off, but
So when you say that though, because I've been like people in the media, I'm learning like people love these stats. So they like miss. They don't want to watch the tape. They like to talk about the stats. So the stats say right that their offense is better without Tyreek Hill. But if you watch, you wouldn't say that. So my thing is, do you feel like that they're a better offense without Tyreek?
Well, I mean, when you like, so what I'm saying, like you said, when you look at the stats and you look at black and white, they clearly are like. Right, they are. I also see that. I mean, I also said this in the same breath. I said that maybe it'll be better for him because he knows it's not a crutch. He has to actually drop back and get the ball out of his hands and do certain things. Yeah. That's what I also said. You know what I mean? But I did think the offense was going to suffer. But to see like him come out, they throw for I think Patrick has over 5,600 yeah, total. Like that's this. No. That, yeah, it's ridiculous, man. I definitely got to take my hat off to Andy to make things happen. Like you're saying, adjusting with times is the main thing because a lot of these coaches, even Belichick, his stuff, you can see him even coming out of his shell a little bit. He has to change. You don't have time. You have to change to get people over there to do different things. It's just
a great topic. I don't want to take this over, but since you brought it up.
Yes, let's do it.
Everybody say, every time I say anything, right, in the media, they act like I'm over the top. I'm being crazy. Right. I said Dak Prescott playing ass. Right. I mean.
Playing ass.
All right, come on,
he came back. He did good, but then he went right. He reverted right back.
He played
12
games. League of picks. It is what it is. So I'm thinking like, okay, fam. So y'all telling me that Belichick's supposed to be the greatest coach we've ever seen. Cool. Soon, one player leaves, you just like bad. Without right. Tom Brady, you barely touching 500.
Right.
You barely touch. I think you're right under 500 to be exact. So you're not even 50%. Then two, it's like, yo, why every time like your team playing, they don't look like nothing like Tom Brady. I've seen on development in players.
Yeah.
You go to the playoffs, you get smoked by 30 right. points. Smoke. Then this year, no playoffs.
Yeah.
But you the greatest of all time.
That's why I say I call Tom Brady a system quarterback, but in a good way because he took his system from the Patriots. Like everybody.
What you mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. But
I mean, it's Tom Brady's system, right? So what I'm saying is everybody say Belichick. So when we leave, you take the whole Tom Brady away and we come bring it over here to the Bucks.
Yeah, okay.
Know what I'm saying? So that offense because you got to think, I played for B.A. When I see the Bucks offense now and B.A. old offense, it's not the same.
It's not
the same at all. You're running Tom Brady plays.
What do great coaches do, though? But what do great coaches do?
Yes, no, I'm not saying nothing about it.
But you know what else, Tom Brady?
He brought his system.
Do you know what else the Bucks did, though? Do you know what else the Bucks did? No, let's talk about it. The Bucks also signed Fournette, Shady. They went and got everybody that.
Yeah, they signed all them people.
They wanted to win.
Shady, what I'm saying is if you're able to play 20 years under the same playbook, and let's just say have the same offensive coordinator because Brady is his own coordinator.
McDaniels left a few times and came back. Bro,
there were so many
different
Brady
coaches in and out of there the whole time.
Brady was there.
He had Romeo Crennel. He had the dude, the fat white boy that coached out of Notre Dame.
Brady is his own offensive coordinator.
How come Aaron Rodgers can win all these – the in-season awards go 13-3. It's the system, but then when he gets to the playoffs, they get smoked. What's the difference?
At Tampa is what's his name?
Is it harder to install a system in 6 months?
What's the offense coordinator name at Tampa? That's Brady, man. That ain't Brian.
So Shady, do you still think how hard is it to install a system to have everybody to really believe in 6 months?
Man.
So in six
Come
months,
on,
it's easy to have a system for everybody to believe in?
So I'm going to answer both questions. First of all, see, right, though, that's not BA's typical offense. But what they did Tom Brady started putting his plays that he had for 20 years.
He's Tom Brady.
But hold on. And then they put it together. Because before, like, Tom Brady ain't trying to throw the ball 50, 60 yards downfield. Run the ball.
He want to do it. He want to throw it downfield and 50 balls.
Yeah. So what they did, they put a mixture of it. You know what I mean? Your plays, my plays together. So they work together with that. But
So you need a Brady system. So basically, what we're saying is, if you're smart, everybody should be trying to find out what Brady system is.
Everybody can't play Brady's
him
system. Everybody ain't Brady. It's your own system.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm trying to downplay it, but I'm just
not saying that. But I'm saying system. Do you know how hard it is to make everybody believe in a system in 6 months?
Yeah, if you, yeah, winning Super Bowls, winning, a winner.
But you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers that's been with a team for several years and that can't do it.
I guess this is the words they're using. So maybe they're trying to say it's not even like a system, but Brady's style.
Yeah, say Brady, like, that's style. So that's Brady then. Like I've been telling him. I've been saying this.
No, Shady, don't
I've been,
Shady,
thank
don't
you, see, thank you, Shady. No, Shady, I've been saying.
Brady's system.
Either on this side or this side. Y'all can't be in the middle, dog.
No, I'm not.
No, listen, it's Brady's system.
You know what's the best part about me, Shady? Shady, the best part about me is I've been telling this man for the last 10 years that it's Tom Brady that makes the world go around. I told him that. I ain't said nobody's system. I said it's Tom Brady. I told you Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback in the world because he knows how to win.
Greatest,
he
gets player. People to, greatest player in the world.
Thank you. See, that's just me. See, okay. Then we, yeah, let's not talk about that. This. Yeah, this guy. I'm paying, man.
Wait. It's no comparison. Tom Brady, Peyton.
Yeah, he's still trying. He's still compared. He's still trying to
compare. Brady was the best. I say,
okay, you try to compare though. You take your shots all the time. Let's be real.
No.
Hey, look. Hey, so let me ask. I got a question. Okay. For me, seeing two guys, right, man. When we were all kids growing up, man, and this is, let me give both of y'all flowers because I honestly believe both of y'all are Hall of Fame. Running backs, and that's just, I'm not saying that because I hang with CJ and he my best friend. I'm talking about when I, you know, look at the body of work and I see what you guys have done on the football field. I believe you guys are, you know, Hall of Fame running backs. I want to ask you, Shady, what do you think about CJ2K? You think he a Hall of Fame back? You think, like, what do you think his chances are?
It's crazy because Terrell Davis, right? I was just with him at some Nickelodeon event, but he got 2,000 yards, right?
Right.
But he only got 6,000, something like that. Yeah. 50, he ain't Hall of Fame.
Right.
Two Super Bowls.
TJ got 2,000, and he got an Offensive Player of the Year. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So, it's only, what, four casts to 2,000?
No, it's eight total. Got 2,500 yards.
Yards, dog.
So I kind of looked at it like that, like you say, TD got like 6,000-7,000. I got down to 10,000 and 12,000 all-purpose yards. So, like, man, you know how it go, man.
No, but I just think that, like, when you ask me, right? You know, I'm a straight shooter. You feel me? People don't like how I come off. Who I am? I gotta look at your stats. I gotta look at your tape, and I gotta look at who you were. In the air.
To the game, the dynamic to the game.
Come on.
And you beast mode in this dude, AP. I'm sorry. Y'all four, and people can be mad at me and say what they want, but y'all four, y'all literally, bro, y'all had y'all styles and y'all changed the way people was playing the game.
Yo, and that's another realistic. And another thing I rap about, right? I rap about who was playing with me, what players was around. And I look at, yo, the fame. Who you think's better than me?
Right.
The cat now. They got, so the last recent running backs was Edgerrin James and
I think Edgerrin was the last running back to go in.
Edgerrin, I think somebody else, I think just right before him. And that's, I'll always try to compare yourself with other backs.
Right.
So it's like, you telling me this player can't do that. You know what I mean? So stats, that's what you did in your air, you know what I mean? What the tape look like.
Right.
Because I watched some of these dudes, I'm like, come on, man. Like, you think this is good? You don't want to say that. You know what I mean, Crippen?
Yeah.
Are you gonna take Terrell Davis in the game before you take CJ?
Yeah. I know you played in two Super Bowls, but like you said, like you gave us.
But I hate when they go to the point they're like, oh, he played in Super Bowls, this and that. But you gotta still, I understand we're talking about an individual. You talking about a whole team? You played with John Elway.
Played with John Elway.
You know what I'm saying?
Rod Smith. You played with Sharp.
Right.
My argument, if it ever came to me, my argument, listen, I got over 10,000, 11,000 yards. Mm-hmm. I got touchdowns, all pros, Pro Bowls. I got a rushing title. I'm a, you know what I mean? Right. Decade running back. And it's like, yo, like, I ain't playing with all these super, super great players. Dude's got Hall of Fame, dude. Like, and I'm not even hating, I'm just speaking facts. Realistic. You said TD, yeah, all type of Hall of Famers with him. Yeah. You talked about Peyton Manning, Edgerrin James. You see that roster?
Right.
Yeah.
How often are you going to eat the box? How often are you going
to –
So then when you turn the tape on, what's your eyes tell you? Your eyes can't tell you gonna take that over my shit. Crazy
work.
What we talking about? So when you say that out in the open, you know, they take it a certain way. Come on, like, come on, dog.
Yeah.
Right.
Come
on. They don't like truthful.
Y'all deserve that.
They don't like truthful, man.
Y'all both running back. You know what I'm saying? I feel about that. Y'all think a player like Terrell Davis is Hall of Fame?
I mean, only because of the 2000.
You can't go for 2000 and not put
that's
me
reason,
in.
Like I'm saying, when you only have eight people in the history of our game and this game been around so long, it's like
years.
Like you gotta be. That's where you. To me, I separate. No, if you go for 2000 and you have a career where it's over at least 7-8 years and you like a couple, like you have to look at that. You know what I mean? Even Derrick Henry now, people look at him like, yes, you got to. He had 2000. He almost would have had 2000. Probably another didn't get hurt. You gotta look at them type of numbers. Hell yeah, and he playing with Tannehill, man.
I had 2100 one time, all purpose, right. And I don't take no hits. That year was the sorest year ever. You hear me?
Right. It's crazy.
Running for 2000, you like, running. Come on.
And I just feel like in your era, in your time, if you was ever mentioned as the best,
right?
And you know what I'm saying? You did your thing, you first team, all that type of stuff. Like, how can you not be a Hall of Famer? Like, what else do they want you to do? Like, I don't get it. When I look at Shady's career, if I be like, hey, we gonna start his career over and redo it, I don't feel like there's nothing else he can do that he didn't do.
Right.
Like, so how is that not a Hall of Fame career? Like, even when you talk about some of the guys in the 60s, 70s, 80s, like,
yeah,
they ain't did what we did. Like, I always said, like, bro, if I got gray hair and I'm 60, 70, 80 years old, don't call me to get in the Hall of Fame. Not at 80, you can't enjoy. Like,
if you don't wait 30 years, don't even call me. Like, so real quick, Ricky Waters, he from my hometown. He went to the same high school, Ricky Waters.
Right.
Now, he should get in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Now, if you make Ricky wait another 30 years, look, keep it. I'm eligible,
but I got all the way to ain't make the finals. The last finalist ain't make the last.
Did any what running backs made the finals this year?
I think Fred finally made the finals.
Fred's a solid.
If you put Taylor on the Cowboys, it don't matter what team, production.
Right.
He definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah, his numbers go up tremendously.
That's what's really mad about Tate. That was like the Philadelphia's the home team. I get it. But I was thinking about more in the Hall of Fame and all that. Where now you take me to Buffalo. Buffalo now ain't Buffalo Ben.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the media wasn't the same. We not on TV. Obviously been on some good years of Buffalo, but you ain't really see it because of the marketing.
Yeah. The market, Buffalo. I'm gonna flip it over a little bit from football, man. I see you real big in the real estate. I be doing some real estate and stuff too. Now I see you got a new project that's, I think, an apartment, $8 million complex or whatever, man. Talk to that, man.
Yeah, that's
man,
awesome. You know, they shorted me $2 million on it, but anyway, it's an $8 bill. It's about 48 units. I took less units out because I wanted to have a underneath commercial space. So I got about 7,000 square footage commercial space. I'm gonna do my restaurant and my name. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have another like breakfast brunch restaurant. But it's gonna be like an STK type of vibe, right? Bottom floor. I'm still thinking about it. I got a lot of different tenants trying to get them spots. But yeah, man, market rate apartments, you know, high end, looking over the water. Matter of fact, across the street is a $200 million courthouse and maybe, 20 steps is a PA archive building.
Right.
Super nice. But where that area is, I got about four lots over there. For example, like, that's the only report that was made about that project. I got another, and this one's market rate. But the other one I have that's coming out, probably going to be done first, it's going to be 59 units. And that's now, this is part of giving back. I'm trying to I put cats on this. So it's called 9% tax credits. It's basically like opportunity zone. Yeah. Since you do real estate, you know what that is. Yeah. Like messed up areas, hood.
Yeah.
Incentivize people to come there, like investors, use money. Yeah. You know what I mean? So now they get a tax abatement. Mm-hmm. For X amount of years, about 10 years. So it incentivizes people to come back and fix up these hoods. Because imagine kids, right? Everybody talks about Section 8 or the projects. They make it a bad thing. Oh, you live in the projects, right? They relate it to being poor, to being dirty. Mm-hmm. Imagine when Section 8 is marble top tables, yeah. countertops.
Right.
Imagine when the hallways ain't pissy. It's nice. And so you're right, like, damn, I live in such and such. That's like basically Section 8. They're like, oh, for real?
Yeah.
So that's the new narrative I'm trying to create. So now these 58 units, I got two big community centers I'm building. Mm-hmm. This is a $15 million bill.
Nice.
Now if you need help from, you know, grants from the city and et cetera, I mean, because people, they love to see you don't give them back. So this is like my back. You know what I mean? I probably won't for another 10 years on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But but everything that's going into it is nice. So when I go back to, when I'm what, 55 years old and Shady McCoy, the running back, he built this stuff. They're not even gonna know me as the ball player.
Right,
exactly. So that's, you know, I was trying to make money and trying to get back.
Yeah, that was up. I'm doing a whole lot of Airbnbs and that's stuff smart. Right now. But yeah, I'm gonna have you pick
your Orlando too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm doing all them out there by Disney, man. So,
ooh. Bro, that's where I want to do stuff like that too. I was there. I took my kids there. And I only stayed for 3 days, bro.
Right.
And I had to pay like 10 grand a night. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, the pin, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's more the quick money. So I stay down like something like that, like the big Airbnbs and all that, and the higher rents.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that as football cash.
Right, right.
We get checks every Monday. I know your checks was heavy, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that is.
Even though you look at it as quick cash, but you got to think you still own them at the end of the day.
No, you know, for sure. No, you
got it's part of the portfolio.
You know what I'm saying? So you're making quick cash and it's paying for itself. You own it at the end of the day. But I kind of want to flip over and to the side of things, like how you doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I know you got them boys, you know what I mean? The twins. So stuff like, you know, I mean, it's all type of trust funds and all type of different things. But imagine putting properties in their name, right? Where they get 17, they ain't even know. You know, like, damn, I got a $2 property by name.
Right.
They don't even know you only 100 grand for it.
Right.
9 years ago. You see what I'm saying?
So right.
My ultimate goal, since you asked about it, my ultimate goal is to educate ball players, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to talk to the NFLPA about it. We've been talking about it, but we're players that made enough money. See, because they played the numbers. Oh, guys are broke when they get out of the league. I haven't reached that big number to even go broke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got the bad habits, but not the money.
Yeah.
So guys that made good money start doing these investments. So now when we tell other ballers about it, we showing you. Compared to we was made to believe the dude come here with a briefcase and a suit on, you know what I mean? He must know more than we know. So that's the game plan I want to give the NFLPA. So now they pay us. They ain't free now. Hold on. They're going to pay us to come here and do these seminars, do these different events to put cats on. So now we're protecting your brand. So now when dudes are making all this money, concussions, whatever it is, they got their money in their pocket and they making more when they lead the game. We should definitely rap.
Right, yeah, we can rap. Because I say that all the time, bro. Like, you know, when we was in the game, bro, it wasn't really nobody. They didn't put us up on all this stuff. We had
none of that
stuff. So it would help a lot of the mental health stuff. Like, if we can roll into something when we retire instead of, now you retire. What I'm gonna get into? What I'm gonna do? You don't know.
Right? You don't know none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's good. Then we don't. I feel like parents, we don't talk enough. Cause like I see you, it's love. I see Lindell is always. You know what I'm saying? But
sure.
We don't ever really talk to know what you doing. Like I ain't know you was doing that. Now I know that. So next time we rap, I'm like, yo, that's cool. Football, that's cool, kids. Yo, what about the real estate in Atlanta? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, man. Well, yeah, man. You know, we done took up enough of your time, man. Appreciate you for coming on.
Smash. I'm just warming up.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, we gotta get together soon, man.
On y'all show though, on y'all podcast, y'all get into it like the locker room. I like that.
Yeah. Man, he already trying to beef with me, man.
No, listen. I never tried. This is my dog, but sometimes he's like, he knows how to push me, man. He knows how to just do it. So like he'll say something, even with the Tom Brady stuff, like the system. He know I hate when he say system, but he still
I was lost with that.
Like, he still keeps going the system, and it's like no, Tom's the guy. So like I'm glad you had gave him different words to use now.
Because you go from the Patriots, and they say this coach did all the winning. This is why Tom he goes to a whole nother team. It's so crazy, bro. We'll be in like a practice, and he's so used to being somewhere for 20 years. That Tom will make it like he might say something like slide the line all the way out. It's a blitz, so he's telling the line to slide all the way out, right? Mm. He may confuse the wording, the terminology from the Patriots and say it to the Bucks. They like, what's he talking about? Because he's so used to that for 20 years. So you say a system, a Brady system is like, what do you mean? Because he was mixing some of the stuff up from being somewhere for 20 years to being a new rookie again. Like he was a whole other rookie, bro. That's why it took us some time to get the guest. So once he got it, it was over. And then it ain't a game. I just throw me some rings, you know what I mean?
That's
dope, though.
I appreciate you stopping by, though, Shady, for real, man. This is
Now, y'all my boys, it's all love. Next time, holler at me. Before I go, I got one question for y'all. Because it's so hard. Y'all did it when y'all was more younger. Where when I got older, like sharing time and all that, I never wanted to do that. So I remember when in Kansas City, me and by the way, I started my third game, beat him out my third game. Me and Eric Bieniemy, we didn't see eye to eye. I won't even get into that.
Eric Bieniemy, wow.
And they so good. We're all you don't have to play. We're gonna win anyway, which they did.
Right.
They ring me up. So that was real tough to not play, but like the vibe was so good in the locker room that I never want to be a distraction. You know, because I know who I am. I'm real confident. So then when I go to the Bucks, BA was so gangster and real with me. He said, you're going to be the backup behind Rojo. A young boy, we want to get him going. You'll play. Leonard Fournette came. He called me back in. You're not going to play. We got Leonard Fournette, Rojo. You're going to be the third wheel. But, like, even that, it didn't hit me because I am older, but it was like, damn, I can do the same thing they doing. How'd y'all work that out, being young like that, not, like,
well, like, even with me and bro, like, that we only experienced that 1 year. And bruh said all the time he wish he would have stayed, but he requested a trade after the first year or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's
crazy. So y'all didn't handle it. I just gave y'all credit. Oh.
Yeah, no, we didn't handle it, but no.
It was 2 years. We was together for 2 years to the smash and dash, and then the next year he went for 2,000. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they had transitioned into giving him the full-time fee. So then that's why I'm like, if we were splitting the time still, I probably would have stayed, but it was like he was already the man. So I'm like, I need to move on and, you know, figure out something else. But while I was there, you know, we had Norm Chow the year before, which was big on that, which, you know, he was at SC with me and Reggie. So that's how he always looked at it. He's like, I used to look at it like, you know, like, damn, why you want to share the ball with somebody? But he's like, listen, you're going to be so fresh when you get in. You just need to make plays. And now that we're older and you look back at it, you like, why wouldn't I just take 160 carries go or 200 carries a year going for my little thousand? You know what I mean? But in the time, you like, no, I need the ball. I'm trying to eat. I need to be the man. You know what I mean? Right, we ain't thinking about longevity and the fact that you could probably do the same exact thing with somebody sharing the ball with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
but it's crazy you asked that, bro, because that is ultimately what retired me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in Arizona with VA. You know, he brought me in. Yeah, we're going to, you know what I'm saying? We got these two young guys, but we want you to come in here, bum. I come in, I end up starting. Woo-woo. I get hurt at the end of the year, then I come back. So then when I come back, he like, yeah, I feel like you was a missing piece to the Super Bowl. We get in there. So they just give it to David Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. He did his thing. He had like 1,200 rushing, like 800 receiving or whatever. And then we come back the third year. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I ain't really on this. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been the guy all the way my whole career. And I'm like, man, honestly, I just had to be real with myself. I'm not willing to put in this type of work that I need to put in to be ready for a football season and to put this work in and then not play. You know what I'm saying? Because if you need NBA offense like in Arizona, his offense is he don't want his back coming off the field.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? He wants you to play all three downs, and he don't want you to do no pass blocking. You running routes, this and that. And David Johnson really was like a true receiver. Know what I'm saying? So I know probably wasn't gonna play like that. So I wasn't willing to. So after that year, I already knew I was gonna retire because I wasn't willing to put in that type of work and to be a backup.
I get that.
Yeah, that's why I kind of retired. I mean, because it was cool, right? I think, granted, I got championships from it, so I ain't really complaining. But like I had calls from the Raiders, right? To back up Jacobs, which has a hell of a running back. The Jets. Who else? Raiders, Jets. Somebody else that wasn't good. Mm-hmm. I want to say Miami. I say, you know what? I don't have to, like, backing up is one thing. That's enough already. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then we blew and we losing? Like,
and we, yeah. That's what I'm saying. And we were losing too. So I'm like, nah, Y'all force feed out the ball and we losing? Nah, I can't rock like this.
Well, look. Yeah, and it sucks when you see back out that situation. It was more like a one and done. They fed him that 1 year and then we never really heard of David Johnson after that.
They look, because they love to hype the players up before they really do it. That's the new
thing.
They
love that
hype,
shit.
Hyper guy. Oh, he's the best. Anyway. Like, I gotta go hate on somebody, you know what I mean, on Fox, you know what I mean. I gotta hate on some cats.
I'm gonna be with y'all. I love you on that show. You doing your thing. You doing your thing on that. You doing your thing on that show, man. I love it. I love to see that, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna text you. We gotta talk about that real estate too, dog. It's paper in it.
Bro, hit me for real, bro.
I'm gonna text you. Yep.
All right.
Downtown, we live. Over the feeling. When it's go time, I go lie.